But the Chapel Hill Historical Society does a lot of work in our community all the time to preserve the history and the memory of Chapel Hill and all the people and all the places and all of the neighborhoods within it. One of those great neighborhoods is the Kings Mill Morgan Creek neighborhood. And the Historical Society has just published a new book about that one neighborhood. It's called The Copper Line Chronicles, A History of the Kings Mill Morgan Creek Neighborhoods. Now available from the Historical Society. Bunch of contributing authors added to this volume. The editor of the book, also the treasurer of the Historical Society, is Tom Jepson, and Tom joins us here now in the studio to talk about it. Tom, thank you so much for being with us. How are you?
Well, thank you for inviting me, Aaron, and happy to talk about Copperline Chronicles.
So how did the project come about? What was the origin of it?
Well, actually, back around 2014, on our neighborhood listserv, our email list, people started discussions about the neighborhood, its history, and some of the people that were associated with the neighborhood. Of course, some of the big names that keep recurring are Dean Smith, the basketball coach, and the Taylor family, and particularly the singer James Taylor. And people were beginning to reminisce about those people in those days, and we decided that it was time to start collecting and recording this information. So we put a lot of material together, put some stuff on our neighborhood website, and did a presentation for the Chapel Hill Historical Society the next year in 2015. And at that time, we realized there's enough material here to actually do a book on neighborhood history. So we began accumulating material. And the neighborhood is blessed with literary talent. We have a lot of people in the neighborhood who are good writers, and they all contributed individual chapters and sections to the book.
Yeah, a lot of brand new material and a lot of older and archived material too. It's a nice combination.
Yes, there's a fair amount of research went into it because the neighborhood has a history. Of course, the Morgans originally settled the area, which was wilderness, back in the 1700s. And of course, we started with the legend of Mark Morgan coming down from Pennsylvania and living in a hollowed-out sycamore tree on the banks of Morgan Creek. And it has a long history. It was not actually developed in the sense that we know it today until the 1950s in the post-World War era. But it does have a rich history, and it was quite an interesting research project to go into the history in some level of depth.
Yeah, every neighborhood in Chapel Hill has its own great history. Every neighborhood is special and unique in its own way. What is it about this neighborhood that makes it stand out to you?
The thing that people talk about today is the sense of community that has developed there. And I think this has been pretty consistent over the history of the neighborhood. It's always been the sort of neighborhood where people talk to one another. They organize communal events. We've had an active neighborhood association pretty much since the beginning. So it's the spirit of community, I think, that really makes it a unique neighborhood for a lot of people.
And the architecture as well, too, right? The modernist architecture is...
That's one of the features of the neighborhood is that many of the well-known modernist architects of the 50s and 60s designed houses in the neighborhood, and there's a reason for that. The North Carolina State School of Design graduated many architects who became well-known nationally and even internationally, and you think of names like Jim Webb and Don Stewart, who have built a number of buildings and structures, as well as residential dwellings in the area, have designed houses that are still in the neighborhood. And the neighborhood's been pretty good about preserving them and keeping them in good condition. So it is a treasure trove of modernist design for people that are interested in architectural history.
Speaking with Tom Jepson again, the Chapel Hill Historical Society treasurer and also the editor of the new book, The Copperline Chronicles, A History of the Kings Mill Morgan Creek Neighborhoods, now available from the Historical Society, which you can find online at chapelhillhistoricalsociety.org. And for people who don't know the geography of Chapel Hill, let's get a sense of what this neighborhood is. This is just, it's a small neighborhood. It's just a few streets basically behind the Botanical Garden along Fordham Boulevard, right?
Well, the way that you could describe the neighborhood in terms of geography is that it runs from the Botanical Garden on one end to the Merritt Meadow on the other end. Mm-hmm. And it is the residential community in between, bordered on the north by Fordham Boulevard and bordered on the south by Morgan Creek. So it is fairly well contained in that sense, a very integrated sort of a community. One of the really interesting things that came out of putting this together was learning a little bit about the provenance of the land around there. One of the original landowners in the area was an African-American couple, Henderson and Cornelia Oldham, mm-hmm. who owned the King's Mill, which is a story in and of itself.
This was a fascinating story in the book. I love this, yeah.
Which, sadly enough, was washed away in the flood of 1924, and we'd love to find a photograph of it. No one evidently took a photo of the mill while it was in existence, and that's something, mm-hmm. an ongoing search.
There's a couple of kind of mysteries of the early years of the mm-hmm. neighborhood. What was it? The swimming hole from the 19th century that no one can pinpoint anymore.
Actually, several swimming holes on either side of the neighborhood. There's one end of the neighborhood, there's Morgan Bend Road, and back in the 20s and 30s, that was the site of a clothing optional swimming hole for boys. It's called the Bear Bottom Bend. The other end of the neighborhood, up around the former Taylor residence and near the botanical garden, there also was a swimming hole that was used by neighborhood kids until well into the 50s and 60s. Mm-hmm. In fact, we had David Perlman talk about his experiences using that swimming hole in that time. So, yeah, there were several swimming holes, and it was actually used, that area was used as a recreation area by UNC students well before it was developed.
What are some of the other fun stories that came out just in your research and putting together the book? What did you learn?
Some of the interesting stories, I think, for me personally, the book is divided into sections, and a lot of it is hard history with footnotes and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But there's also what we call the soft history of the neighborhood, which is just collecting anecdotes and stories that people in the neighborhood like to tell about growing up in the neighborhood characters and experiences, and particularly the ones about kids. Several persons who grew up in the neighborhood as young kids remembered the school bus and mm-hmm. the school bus driver that they loved to torment on the way to and from school. Those made interesting stories. Mm-hmm. Many stories about interacting with the Taylors. David Perlman remembered James Taylor helping him build a treehouse in the neighborhood. And there's a photo in the book of what we believe may be that original treehouse.
Nice.
So those are some good stories. And more recently, of course, there's one house over on Sourwood that had a playhouse in the back. And it was repainted and remodeled basically by neighborhood children, and it's now being used for a little theater. And this has been the subject of a couple articles in Chapel Hill Magazine, most mm-hmm. recently the January issue.
Speaking again with Tom Jepson, again, the book is The Copper Line Chronicles, A History of the King's Mill, Morgan Creek Neighborhoods, available from the Chapel Hill Historical Society, chapelhillhistoricalsociety.org, for more on the society, more information on the book there as well. We got to start wrapping up, but this is not the first book that the society has put together about a neighborhood. So where do we go from here? What's next?
Yes, that's correct. Our previous neighborhood book, which was very successful, was one on the Coker Hills neighborhood mm-hmm. that was put together by Jill Ridke a couple of years ago. And we're actually looking now at doing some other neighborhoods. And the whole field of local history, of neighborhood history, is, I think, becoming more of interest to people, not only to identify their own communities, but also as a very valid subject of history in general. The neighborhood you grew up in is an important part of your life and who you are. We're looking at Smith Level Road as a possibility, and also the North Side neighborhood in Chapel Hill as possible subjects for future books on neighborhoods.
Awesome. And again, Chapel Hill Historical Society.org for more information on the society and on the book, The Copper Line Chronicles, A History of the King's Mill, Morgan Creek Neighborhoods. Check it out now. Tom Jepson, thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me.